Hey, everyone, welcome back to the program. One of our regulars, he does a great job with us, Dr. Brent Sharp, George Urology. Dr. Brent, nice to have you back with us today.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are y'all today?
We're doing great. We're going to get into some of the things going on in your life here before you leave this morning, but we're going to talk a little bit about low testosterone. Now, you hear, you know, some people say, that testosterone level is too high, but we're talking about the low levels here today. And where do we begin? Because it's a subject that's very varied.
It is. There's a lot of opinions on it, but testosterone, as you know, is the male hormone that differs us. It gives us a lot of our energy, our drive. But a lot of people don't realize that their testosterone can be low and have symptoms of just inability to concentrate. They have trouble sleeping. They have weight gain. So there are a lot of different symptoms to low testosterone. I think the most common, obviously, is the fatigability. But it's something that we should be aware of. It's obviously more prevalent now, and we are aware of it, but people just need to, if they had those symptoms, they would definitely want to go see their physician and be evaluated for a lot of things, but that's one of them.
What are the ways in which this is treated? Because we hear a lot about when people have hormone therapies or replacements, some of the side effects that are possible. I mean, is that normally how you treat it with more testosterone being injected?
Well, you can replace the testosterone. Now, there are several ways to do that. Number one, most common, what most people recognize is probably a testosterone injection. However, that has advantages and disadvantages. The other ways you can do it, there are compounds like a gel that you can rub on the skin. The skin allows the medicine to be absorbed. That's a very good way. We actually do a lot of compounded pellets. These are tiny little rice grain pellets that are placed up underneath the skin that remit the testosterone over a period of time, typically about 4 months, and allows the patients to have the medicine for that period of time without having to get a weekly or every other week injection. So
wow.
That's a nice advantage.
That's incredible. That's kind of like you see the patch with all these other things, but that's kind of neat. It would be very convenient, and I guess once it's depleted, it goes away, and you just replace it with another one.
That's exactly right, and you don't have to take them out. They work very, very well, and doing what you want them to do. Levels are really good, and the compliance is the nice thing about it. What I mean by compliance is we in medicine, we may prescribe a medicine, but if the patient doesn't take it, then it doesn't do them any good, and that's we're all that way. And even though I'm a physician, I don't take my medicine every day, so
that's one way to make
my
sure.
My staff will tell you, but it. It does, we know it's there. So when we do your blood levels, then we know that you're getting the therapy you need. And, one of the other things that's really overlooked about testosterone actually can protect your heart, help control your diabetes and protect your heart. Those are two things that are really overlooked. And a lot of people have fear about testosterone replacement as far as it may increase their risk for cardiovascular or heart problems. And that actually has been disproven multiple times in the past several years.
Let me ask you this, Dr. Brent, and we're talking with Dr. Brent Sharp of Georgia Urology. How long does it, this is not a fair question, how long it takes, it's not the way to ask it properly, but when should men come in to do the testing? Because a lot of times they'll think, well, I'm just tired, I'll go to sleep, I'm not
sure,
eating
I didn't
right.
Sleep last night, I'm not eating right,
right.
Just normal
and
stuff.
And we might go a long time before we could actually pinpoint the problem and actually waste a lot of time.
Yes, sir. I mean, I see men all the time. They come in and we go back and look at when their symptoms started. And most men will say it's been 6 months. It's been 2 years. The biggest thing is, guys, we don't always go to the doctor. We know our body. And, hey, look, I'm not the same as I was a couple weeks ago, or I'm tired a couple months ago. Now, all of us probably want to be 18 again, and I don't have that pill yet. When I do, I'm gonna redo y'all's office.
But, come on in, brother.
when people feel those symptoms, they should just go get checked. Just go get some simple blood. It's a simple blood test. And again, don't ignore it, because usually we can find the cause and help. And it's not part of the normal aging process to have low testosterone and be fatigued. So
in other words, we're not all destined for that necessarily.
No, we're not all destined. It does drop as we get older, but that's the problem is, I think over the past 30 years, it's, or pre-30 years ago, was just accepted. We got older and, we're supposed to get more tired. And while that's true to some degree, it doesn't have to be that way when there's a hormone imbalance. That's something that we just need to simply replace and give people a better quality of life, because that's what we're doing here. It's all about better quality of life. Now, I did want to say that when you talk about when they should get checked, I recommend, if you can, sometime around the age of 40, is to get a random testosterone level. And the reason I do that is because if you come to me at age 65 and say, I'm tired, I don't have the concentration, I'm having trouble sleeping, and we check your testosterone, we don't have a reference point. You know, we don't know where you were at 35 and 45. So sometimes it's a little difficult to treat patients because the range of testosterone is pretty broad. You know, people can have a level of 450, but some people may have a level of almost 1200. So there is a big range. So it's nice to have a baseline that we can then reference back if we ever need to.
All right, good stuff, as always, from Dr. Brent Sharp. Hey, let me ask you this really quick. Do you keep track of I know you keep track of the patients, but do you keep track of how many surgeries or the minimally invasive surgeries that you do in your career?
Well, we do have a good way of tracking that, and I can tell you specific numbers, but I know I've done about 600 and some odd robotic surgeries. That's pretty easily documentable through the company. I've probably done a couple hundred other laparoscopic cases. So I enjoy that. It helps patients in the recovery time. If you think about a robotic kidney surgery, recovery time is probably going to be somewhere between 1 to 2 weeks. And they're going to go home in 2 days, as opposed to an open procedure, which will be about 3 months recovery time. And they're going to be in the hospital a week. So markedly different. I enjoy being able to help the patients in that way.
Well, you're with Georgia Urology office in Gainesville. I believe you folks have like 28 offices in and around the metro area to serve folks. And how do people find out more about Georgia Urology and in particular your office in Gainesville?
Right. We have a website, hopefully easy to remember. It's GA Urology. So GA is in Georgia, GAUrology.com. Our phone number is 678-205-8387. They can look at that way. And actually, starting June 1st, we'll have 30 locations in the metro Atlanta area.
How about that?
Absolutely. We have two new ones. That's what I'm doing, opening one in the Braselton area and Gainesville.
Excellent. Very good. Dr. Brent, we're glad you're with us. Great insight every time you're on with us. We really appreciate you. And next time, the topic will be when it comes to sports. Does he pull for UNC or East Carolina since he went to both schools? So we'll get that information next time.
As long as they're not playing each other, you're okay.
Well, if I could just say go Heels.
Okay. Well, I guess
that answers that question. Yeah. We don't have to wait. No mystery now.
Thanks, Dr. Brent. Always good talking to you, man.
Okay. Thank you so much.